And then I looked over and the oil pressure was zero. That ain't good. So he said, I did something that very few people ever do. I just done a wing over and went back down toward the airport. He said, I was already about 4,000 feet high when this happened. But I just done a wing over and went back, and now I'm going to land downwind. But he said, there ain't no way. I know there ain't no way I can get back around there and enter a pattern and make a normal downwind, make a landing into the wind. So he said, I'm headed back there, and said, I'm hearing this scraping noise, and it gets worse. Now, that's not exactly, and he said, I had three people on board with me. And so he said, I called the tower and said, Mayday, I have an emergency. I have no oil pressure. I've got to land. You've got to clear everything for me. I'm going to land downwind. So he said, I thought, For a minute, he said, I panicked. Now, how many of you know that it's real easy to panic in a situation like that? I've only had one of those, and it was in a Mooney. Also, I had an engine failure in South Texas, and it was because of fuel pressure. I had a fuel filter stop up and a fuel pump go out. I landed it on the highway with three people in it besides me, but I was as cool as I could be. I didn't do any damage to the airplane. I landed it on a highway. There was no airports around. I landed on a highway in South Texas, and there was only one car. When I come over the top of a mountain, and I'm right there, and I know I got it made now. I come over that mountain, I look down, and I drop the gear, and I'm only about 50 feet off the ground. As I do, a guy comes up in a pickup right out of a little ravine there. He looked up and saw that gear fall, and he said, this guy's going to land. So he pulled out in the ditch to get away from me. And I went ahead and landed, and of course, I didn't do any damage technically to the airplane. But this boy, he said, he come back, and he's landing. He said, I'm way too high. He's already like 4,000 feet high. But he's way too high. But he had learned how to slip an airplane. So he said, I put it into a slip. And I'm coming down. And he said, I first thought, you know, I ain't going to make it to the runway. You know, kind of like we did the other day, you know, when we was coming in at Northwest when I'm way too high. And you remember everything we had to do. And we landed right on the numbers. Right on the numbers. See, so when you know what you're doing, you've been trained and you have wisdom that God gives you, it's not a big deal. That was yesterday when Dave and I and Cheryl did that. But anyway, he's coming back in, slipping to lose altitude, and he slips it right in over the end of the runway. And, of course, you know, nothing's working, no electrics, nothing, but he can put the gear down. It's electric, battery's there, puts the gear down, puts the flaps down, and lands it right on the end of the runway and rolls out. And whenever the police came out, you know, the FAA guy come out and everything else, they said, man, you sound like you have done this 100 times. He said, you was not excited at all. You were calm and cool and collected. But by staying calm, he landed the airplane with the wisdom God had given him. And he didn't hurt nobody or nothing. Now, the engine was going to have to be replaced. Lycoming tore the engine down and found out that the pin, they had never seen this happen, the pin that goes to the gear in the oil pump came out and fell down in the engine. And needless to say, when a pin about that long and about a quarter or 3/8 diameter falls down in an engine, it does strange things. And it tore the engine, seriously tore it up. But anyway, if you have wisdom, if you've been flying an airplane and you have no wisdom, like a guy the other day, again, with an airplane, the guy took off, and he was down in Daytona Beach, and he took off in a little airplane, and he's going, and he had an engine failure. And what the engine failure was, that little airplane he was flying had a 7.5-gallon alternate fuel tank right in the middle, and he had it on that tank. Now, then on takeoff, the airplane uses 20 gallons an hour. You know, and if that's only half full, you only got a few minutes of fuel. You know, if you've only got 3 gallons in there, you just barely can get off the ground until you're out of fuel. Well, this guy didn't even think about switching fuel tanks. He was not paying attention to business. And so he climbed up there and the engine quit, and he didn't have time. He didn't even think about changing fuel tanks. He just lined it up and landed it in the ocean. Needless to say, it ruined his whole day. You know, his whole airplane was ruined. You know, everything was ruined. His engine was ruined. Everything was ruined, and all because he didn't use the wisdom that God had given him. He probably may not even have been a Christian, If you're not a Christian, if you don't use that wisdom, if you got the wisdom and you're watching your gauges and the fuel pressure goes to zero right quick, hey, reach over and flip it to another tank. Isn't that the thing to do? Yeah. We were coming back from Lompoc, California. And Dave was sitting up there beside me in the 421. And we were flying along there. And, of course, Dave said, Thurman, we've been on the auxiliary tanks for quite a while. So the gauges are getting nearly on zero. I said, yeah, I want to see. Let's let them go about 5 more minutes. And then I want to switch them. So within that 5 minutes, the left engine ran out of fuel. We're like 15,000 feet or whatever. But the left engine ran out of fuel. And, of course, when it did, you know, he quit pulling. And Dave, Thurman, something happened. He was not exactly calm. But before I could do anything, respond, he'd already had the fuel tank switched and everything, and the engine was running again. I mean, bam, bam, bam. And I said, oh, Dave, you do good work. I'll take you with me every time. You know, so it didn't take him no time to switch that fuel tank, because there we are at 15,000 feet flying along there, and the left engine just quits pulling. You know, and of course, Cheryl, she's back in the back, and she thought, you know, he didn't know what happened. She heard this little deal. She thought, well, wonder what happened. What was that? Because it didn't take but about just a few seconds. Seemed like 5 minutes, didn't it, Dave? It might have been 15 seconds. You know, how many times have I said, if you hold your finger in the fire, time is a long time. If you're kissing your best girlfriend, holding your wife in your arms, 15 seconds is nothing, is it? She comes up and gives you a little kiss, and you say, hey, wait a minute. You know, that's not good enough. I need a little more here. Hold her lighter for a little. 15 seconds is nothing. You know, but when you're holding your finger in a fire, 15 seconds is a long time, isn't it, brother? Yes, it is. Oh, take this wisdom. Tie them on your fingers. Write them deep within your heart. Love wisdom like a sister. Make insight a beloved member of your family. Now then, let them hold you back from an affair. Ooh. How many people don't listen to God on this? Let wisdom hold you back from an affair with an immoral woman, from listening to the flattery of an adulterous woman. I was looking out the window of my house one day. Now, what is that statement right there? Let them hold you back from an affair with an immoral woman. There must be something extremely important, according to the book of Proverbs, about an immoral woman. There is. Very, very important. From listening to the flattery of an adulterous woman. I was looking at the window of my house one day and saw a simple-minded young man who lacked common sense. Now, that's not hard to find today. It is not hard to find either young women or young men that have no common sense. I remember one day when we was up at Lakeland Baptist Church, we had a PhD from the seminary over there, and one of our young men had just graduated from the seminary, and he was going to become a full-blown pastor, and we were kind of going through his ordination service and everything. And the PhD from the seminary was there to take part in this. And he said, you know, one of these days we're going to teach a course on common sense. But he said, so far we ain't never found anybody can teach it. I never forget what he said. We have never found anybody that can teach common sense. Isn't that amazing? Now, if you find somebody can teach common sense, you know who's the best teacher of common sense I ever saw? Book of Proverbs. Jesus in the book of Proverbs, absolutely. He is telling us what common sense is. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman. He was strolling down the path by her house, just casually walking along. And let's see what happened. At twilight, as the day was fading, as the dark of night set in, the woman approached him, dressed seductively and sly of heart. She was one of those kind of women, you know, that you go out on the street, and when she leans over to hold you, you can see all the way to her navel. Her breasts are hanging out. You know, she knows a man is turned on by what he sees. You know, that's what turns men on. For you girls, if you girls hadn't figured it out yet, you know, that's what turns a man on, you know. Now, what turns a woman on? love and compassion and gentleness. She's not turning away what she sees. She comes in, you can have all your clothes completely off in the house, and it don't do nothing for her. Now, if she's got all hers off and you see her, it has effect on you, doesn't it? Y'all are laughing, but the book of Proverbs teaches this. You know, this is right here. You know, this is the way life is. It's just the way life is. So if we don't know this, if we don't have this common sense and this wisdom, then we're going to be drawn off by the things of the world. I mean, so somebody has got to tell people the truth. Yeah, so many mothers will let their little daughters wear little bitty mini skirts that's about this long. Hey, you, my daughter, you ain't going to wear no mini skirt. You come to this church in a mini skirt, unless you're a dead person that don't know nothing about the Word of God, if you're a born-again Christian and profess to be, and I see you and you're a lady and you walk in here and you got a mini skirt on about this long, me and you going to have a talk before you go home today. I won't tell you don't dress like that in this church. I don't want people to look at you, and I don't want men to lust for you. I don't want to put the temptation there. You know, remove it. You know, wear something that covers you up. You know, don't wear something when you lean over. You can see all the way to your navel. You know, because lots of women do that. Well, she was dressed. At twilight, as the day was fading, as the dark of the night set in, the woman approached him, dressed seductively and sly of heart. I mean, you want to see women dressed like this. You just go anywhere to almost any kind of an establishment, any kind of hotel or anything else. You walk in a place and you can see more flesh than you can imagine. Women they dress not to draw attention to their face, but they draw attention to their bodies. That's what they do. So many of them. You know? Now then, go on. She was the brash, rebellious type who never stays at home. Ever see a woman like that? Sure we do. She is often seen in the streets and markets soliciting at every corner.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.